Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food, culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. With my Below the Mason-Dixon charm, I spotlight the culture of the food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking always food events and boxcar grocers. If you're listening live on HeritageRadioNetwork.com, give us a call. We haven't had any live callers in a while. I know we have a lot of live listeners, but our number here in the studio is 718-497-2128. So welcome to February, folks. This is the first week in February. Really, we have one more day and the first week of February is over. So Jack, I have to say congratulations to the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a native New Yorker.
Yes.
Look, do you know I thought Tom Brady played for the Giants?
Oh man.
Really?
Yes. I'm all in action.
Up until the game started?
Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, I was all into the food, Jack, not the game. Mm.
What did you eat?
So that's what I was going to tell people. I made the best popcorn. I made popcorn popped in this like old fashioned air pop popper. And I put Virginia Willis's, who's a Southern food chef and writer. She has this pecan smoked sea salt. So I sprinkled a little bit of that on there. I had with sunflower oil and dry rosemary. It was bebomb.com. So that was the star. And the halftime show, that's the only thing I know. I don't know anything about the Giants or the Patriots except for Tom Brady. Probably because he's hot. Ha ha. Ha. That's hilarious. But yeah, the food was great. What else did I have? I was going to do the chili thing. I didn't realize that chili was a big Super Bowl thing, but I didn't do chili, nor did I do wings. I actually had grass-fed burger from I picked up the beef from my favorite store, shout out to Green Grape Provisions. I did that with some gorgonzola cheese and a brioche bun, and I sauteed some kale and I made the popcorn. And what else did I have? Oh, Brooklyn salsa. Have they ever been on Heritage?
I don't think so.
Oh, we need to get them on the show. They have some great salsa. They're based, you know, right here in BK. It's called Brooklyn Salsa. So I had their mild salsa and some chips. So, but yeah, the star of the show was the popcorn. So Virginia Willis, next time you're in New York City, you have to come by here to Radio Network. We can talk about this pecan smoked sea salt. So yeah, congratulations to the Giants. All the people who are listening are fans. Woo, woo, woo. Big parade is happening, I guess, tomorrow, Wednesday, in Lower Manhattan. But without a doubt, I think people all around the country probably have more to say about their food than the game, because the game was rather boring. Even though I'm not a football fan, it was boring.
It was a good football game, but it was a boring thing.
It was boring.
Yeah, you know, if you don't like football.
The halftime show was hot to death. I mean,
it's pretty good.
Did you see the Star Spangled Banner, Jack? You're the music person with.
It was good. It was no Whitney, but you know.
Carrie Underwood. Lord, that's not her name. What's her name?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, Kelly Clarkson. Both of them were on American Idol. And Madonna, come on. You know, she's not a New Yorker. She's from the Midwest, but 53 years old, she was hot. MIA. I don't know if you knew this, Jack, but MIA lived in Bed-Stuy. She lived in the same building as one.
That.
Yeah. She lived on Halsey for a while. Or at least she kept that apartment there. But yeah, a lot of people probably had no clue who she was, but I'm sure after last night, people know who she is. So MIA and then Nicki Minaj. I don't know if I like Nicki Minaj, but anyway. All right, folks. So that's it. That was my Super Bowl. It was all around food, as you can tell. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more food, and we're going to talk food all for the next 20 minutes. Keep listening to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network.
This program was sponsored by White Oak Pastures. The Harris family has lived and farmed White Oak Pastures for 145 years. They are committed to sustainable land stewardship and humane animal stockmanship. Their mission? We take care of the land and the herd, and they take care of us. For more information about their cattle and their farm, visit whiteoakpastures.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. February is Black History Month, and every week for the month of February, we are going to highlight African Americans in food. And today on the phone to talk the African Heritage Diet Pyramid is Always President Sarah Bayer Sinnott. Always is an organization dedicated to promoting broad nutrition education. Sarah, welcome to Hot Grease.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here for Black History Month and to talk about the African Heritage Diet Pyramid and Old Ways.
So I want to start off with talking about Old Ways. Not until a few months ago, I didn't even know the organization existed. Please tell me about Old Ways.
Old Ways was founded in 1990 to preserve culinary traditions, help people make connections to food and cooking and real food and their heritage, and to address health issues. The very first work that we did was on the Mediterranean diet. We introduced the Mediterranean diet pyramid in 1993. We did a lot of work with scientists and decided to use the pyramid icon. The USDA had just introduced the first pyramid as a way of giving people a snapshot, a look at what a healthy diet based on the traditions of the Mediterranean, which has a lot of science behind it.
What is the process? You spoke of the Mediterranean pyramid, and you guys have a total of how many pyramids now?
We have five. We have Mediterranean, Asian, Latin American, vegetarian, and now, really exciting, the African Heritage Diet Pyramid. And the idea is that heritage is a motivator to change. It's also a way to relate to food. You know, you can imagine, you know, go out for Italian food or Chinese food. And, you know, we really think that African heritage food will be a hot culinary trend in the years to come. But what we do is we bring together leading scientists, nutrition scientists, also culinary historians and public health experts, and talk about what the traditions, the dishes, the foods, and what the science says is a healthy way to eat, and put together the healthy eating pyramid based on those traditions.
Who are some of the folks who are sitting at the table coming up with this pyramid? I know you mentioned scientists. I know that Dr. Jessica B. Harris, who has a show on Heritage Radio Network, was also at the table at some point. But who are some of the other scholars?
From the science side, we had Dr. Walter Willett, who is the chairman of nutrition at the Harvard School of Public Health. We had Alan Johnson from Howard University. We had Katie Tucker, who's chair of nutrition at Northeastern, Christy Lancaster from New York University.
Okay, so this is the real deal, folks. This is not, you know, made up anything.
No, it's not. And there, you know, we had, you know, many. We met together once, and then there were quite a few revisions until we were all happy. It's a consensus process. And then you mentioned Jessica, who is really the dean of African culinary studies, but also Bob Hall, who is a professor of American African American history at Northeastern, and Frederick Douglass Opie, who is a historian and scholar of African diaspora history at Babson.
So folks who are not sitting at their computer right now hadn't had a chance to look at the pyramid. What should folks expect when they look at the African Heritage Pyramid?
They should see incredibly gorgeous food, lots of color. The base of the pyramid is lifestyle, eating at the table with your family, which is really an important part of a family's heritage. Exercise, activity, gardening, walking, playing sports. And then the first food layer is greens, you know, collard greens, mustard greens, spinach. It's bright and vibrant, and followed by lots of other foods from plants, tubers, potatoes, sweet potatoes, yams, plantains, grains, whole grains, lots of great fruits and vegetables, beans, and nuts and seeds. You know, imagine, you know, rice and beans is a real foundation of the African heritage diet pyramid. And then sauces, marinades, spices, fish, eggs and dairy and chicken, other meats, healthy oils, and some sweets. We have a sweet potato pie at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, it's the pyramid is actually very amazing. I encourage anyone to go to the pyramid and just look at it, and you'll see if you are of African descent or African American, you will see some of the foods that are definitely a part of the culture. And if you're not, you'll see some great foods. Tell me this, are there any other resources that you guys have for folks who want to put together a meal or looking for recipes that are connected to the diet pyramid?
Please go to our website, which is oldwaysPT, which is for preservationtrust.org. We have how to set up a kitchen, a shopping list. We have recipes, including we've priced them out. They're so affordable. They're delicious. They're easy to prepare, and they're really affordable. So we have a lot of recipes, the kitchen, the grocery list, and It's delicious and fun and healthy.
And Sarah, lastly, I'm just curious to know your thoughts, since it's Black History Month, on African Americans and people of color, on the history really around the world in the United States in terms of food ways and food traditions. How important is it that all of us look at them and celebrate it on a daily basis?
It's really important. There are so many food traditions that are a part of our daily life that were a part of African American history. You know, I think we all think of the peanut first, probably. But rice is a really important, you know, think of all the rice plantations that were built in the South. And that really came about because of African Americans. So rice and beans, where would we be without rice and beans?
I know, the staple. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Please give the website once again for folks who are listening and they're on their computer now.
It's oldwayspt.org. Oh, instead of the new ways, the old ways, PT, preservationtrust.org. And we'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. I loved being on the show and talking with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You too. Listeners, Thanks. Keep listening. We have more Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm up at Bed-Stuy. Home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my Tide. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
New York. Hey. I'm beat down, yeah. With dreams are made of. It's
You got me all hyped up now with that song.
Oh, you hyped up, Jack?
Yeah, go Giants.
I'm glad you got on the air because, you know, I have to say happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
To the super producer, Jack.
Thank you.
Jack, so yeah, I wanted to give you a belated birthday. And what happened to you? You didn't come to the Bed-Stuy Bar Crawl this weekend.
I did not. I wanted to.
Erin Fairbanks. Shout out to Erin.
Oh, she came?
Erin Fairbanks came.
Awesome.
Erin,
she lives there, so.
Yeah, Erin, she still has a show on the network, right? No?
Farm Report, yeah.
Yeah.
Thursdays at 1.
Check out
Erin. I was at Peach's Hot House 2 weekends in a row, though. So that should count for something.
So all my folks who are listening who came out to the Bed-Stuy, the first ever Bed-Stuy Bar Crawl. Hey, glad you came. It was sold out. It was actually in the New York Times on Weekend Fair. Thank you, Boy Ong, for putting us there on Weekend Fair and all the folks at Grub Street. I don't know who from Grub Street. I know Grub Street probably listens to the show. Shout out to Jenny Miller there. If you saw that on my Twitter feed or Facebook, thanks so much for putting that there. So I'm going to take this segment, just take a few minutes to talk about upcoming events. I try to do this once a month on Hot Grease. If you're in New York City, or I have a few events that are not in New York City. But yeah, go to the website, check them out. First up, my favorite time of year, my favorite thing, City Bakery Hot Chocolate Festival. All week long, all month long, City Bakery is having their annual Hot Chocolate Festival. Every day they do a different hot chocolate. I'm not sure what today is, but I'm dying to have the ginger hot chocolate. They have like a beer hot chocolate. You can get like a shot. You can get a large glass. But yeah, City Bakery Hot Chocolate Festival. Go to their website. They have the entire list there. Speaking of things sweet, another like festival is Clinton Street Baking Company. Believe it or not, folks, I've never been to Clinton Street Baking Company. I hear they have fantastic food, but this month they're doing Pancake Month, and they have like different pancake selections for like 3 days, and then they'll switch it up. So check that out if you're in New York City. You want a great brunch, or you want to have pancakes, go there. Also, too, one of my favorite markets in New York City, New Amsterdam Market, is they're having a special Valentine's market this weekend. It's not going to be outside. You'll have to go to their website because I don't want to give folks the wrong location. But it's, again, going to be at South Street Seaport area. But they're having a special one. I think I saw something about egg creams. Maybe my favorite folks, P&H Soda, they're going to be there. But folks are going to be selling their food and stuff for Valentine's Day. It's going to be 2 days, actually Saturday and Sunday, New Amsterdam Market here in Manhattan. If you're in Georgia or you want to go to Georgia, I'm always talking about the South. I guess you're like, there she goes again. But the Georgia Organics Conference is happening at the end of the month, the 24th and the 25th. In Columbus, Georgia. So you want to check out what's going on around farming and food in Georgia. Check out Georgia Organics Conference. What else? Just Foods Conference here in New York City is happening. And one of my favorite things every year I look forward to is the Social Media Week NYC Conference. There are a few food events, but if you're into social media, and you probably are because you're listening to a podcast or you're listening online, are you on Twitter or Facebook? You should go to Social Media Week New York and check out all of the events. I know that Danielle Gould and some folks at Food Spotting, they're putting together like a food panel, social media something. And there are a few other food things. Not a lot of food things, but a few of them. So check that out. Social Media Week is the 13th through the 17th here in New York City, and there are other locations around the country. So yeah, upcoming events. If you want to get the direct links to some of these events, you can go to my website, which is foodcultures.com. And on the left hand side, you'll see the events there. So yeah, and if you're listening and if you live somewhere else outside of New York City, or if you live in New York City and you have an event, you want me to mention it here on the show or put it on my website, just you send me a note. Cool beans? Cool. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Type and Tell. Thank you.
fucking hate. Got more stretch marks than these hoes. Hollin' they got rank. See Sega ain't in this new world. All to them experimenting in Atlanta, Georgia. United Nations overseas. Train assassins do search and seize. Ain't knocking or asking. They're coming for niggas like me. Put white trash like Dave. Tricks like her. Back in slavery. Concentration camps laced with gas pipelines. Infernos outdoors like they had back with Ado. Hitler was living in 1945. Listen to me now. Believe me later on in the future. Look at what it said. In the Constitution, that in the event of a race war, places like Operation Heartbreak Hotel, Mormon's tale, until that tight vent seal off despair. Them say expect no mercy. Fool, you should be my least worries. Got a deal with W-2-1099s or more black helicopters swoop down and try to put missiles in mines.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced by Jack Inslee and myself and engineered sometimes by Carlos and Gelro. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. The location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network.
Nicole, how many people you think watching the Super Bowl know who Goody Mob is?
Maybe like 5%.
That's even a high
so
number.
If you looked at the Super Bowl last night, the last performance with Madonna was CeeLo Green. Everyone knows CeeLo Green. He is a bona fide superstar. And it's funny because our type and tell is from a place in ATL, but CeeLo started off in a group called Goody Mob. Type and tell, it's about an Atlanta based business today. And if this is your first time listening to Type and Tell, it's where we shout out our latest food discovery. Remember show and tell in grade school? Well, here on Hot Grease, we have the grown-up version. Type and tell everyone about Boxcar Grocers. Boxcar Grocers, they are a... they're not necessarily an organic grocery store. They're a combination of a multitude of things. But they were recently on Good.is. And if you know Good.is, is the online version of Good Magazine. Brother and sister team. They open a market, a place for small entrepreneurs to showcase their business. All things food, a little dash of food justice. But they're in the Castleberry neighborhood, which is right near downtown Atlanta, right near the Atlanta University Center. And they're filling a void in ATL. So type and tell folks about them. They're on Twitter, they're on Facebook and all that good stuff. My notes have frozen. What else do I want to say about Boxcar? So I was in, as you know, if you listen to the show, I was in Atlanta over the holidays. So I actually went there. The space is absolutely gorgeous. It sits on a corner. It's a huge store. The floors are gorgeous. And their logo and their design, it tells the complete story. What I really love about Boxcar Grocers is that they talk a lot about their family history and food and ownership of land and what and how they have taken that same history and pride and put it into a store in Atlanta. I can't wait to go back because I think they had just opened when I was there. But I want to see the new things. But read the article in Good.is and Google them. Go to their website. There's a blog there and all that good stuff. So type and tell everyone about Boxcar Grocers. That's it. So the next few weeks on Hot Grease, as I mentioned before, we're going to be talking Black history. In your face all month. Our guest next week is Rio Grande Organics, the pecan guy. You've seen him before if you're in Brooklyn at Smorgasburg. So we're going to talk pecans. He's actually from Texas or his business is semi-located in Texas. So we're going to talk pecans, Texas, Black History Month and all that good stuff. Later in the month, we're going to have the Color of Food, young lady who's been written up all over the web about tracing or documenting people of color who are farming around the country. She's going to be on the show. Who else? A lot of great shows in February. And then towards the end of February, beginning of March, we're going to be up to 100 episodes of Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Wow. I am. Yeah. Woo woo.
We're drinking on that show?
We're drinking. We're That's drinking. Good. There's a possible party and all that good stuff.
Good.
Really excited about that. So, listeners, thanks for tuning in to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. You can join me here every Monday live at 3:30. Until then, always take the road less traveled.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.